Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen and Overy pensions team. It's Monday the 11th of March. For workplace pension schemes and sponsors, here's our roundup of the latest developments. We have a number of developments to report on this week, starting with the spring budget, which was relatively uneventful from a pensions point of view. The key announcement was that, building on its Mansion House reforms last year, the government intends to bring forward requirements for DC pension funds to publicly disclose the breakdown of their asset allocations, including UK equities, by 2027. The pensions regulator has published a consultation on the DB funding statement of strategy, covering the proposed form of the document and the type and extent of information that will need to be submitted. The consultation includes examples of the documents that trustees will be required to provide to the regulator under the new framework. HMRC has provided answers to questions on a range of technical issues about the abolition of the lifetime allowance and the new lump sum allowances that will apply from the 6th of April. Also published this week is a guide and other resources from the Task Force on Social Factors, which aims to support trustees in understanding and assessing social factors in their investment decisions and stewardship. The full version of What's New This Week reports on a number of other regulatory updates, including the revocation of various codes of practice, the annual GMP increase order, and the general levy review. That will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.